10,392, a special use exception to place a windmill. Bayfront Drive being lot 25 within Quillen's Point Development.
You know, one interesting point on this case that the opposition made is that all their utilities are underground. There's nothing overhead, no poles.
Yeah. Yep. Everything is underground.
Which would suggest that it was intended to be that way. Of course, if the state or feds have a different opinion, this guy will get his windmill later on.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, what a shame. I mean, all the coast, East Coast is being built out so rapidly, and it's an ideal spot for wind power.
Mm-hmm. Very ideal.
I'm not so sure that I'd necessarily, you know, especially owning a multi-million-dollar property, if I'd necessarily want one next door. But by the same token, you know, having been around some windmills and understanding dB ratings and the quietness of it, I don't see where they're that annoying noise-wise. Or, I mean, you know, what are you blocking? Thin line in the sky, but that's a personal opinion. I mean, everybody's
no, but seriously, they didn't. You're not blocking that much.
But yeah, that would be nice if a higher authority does change the rules.
And I think it's forthcoming. The way it sounds, CNN.
Yep.
Okay, well, Mr. McCabe, how do you feel? It's on Quillen's Point Development.
Yeah, awful lot of opposition. We had 17 on a petition and 7 present. I would probably be in favor of turning it down.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
I got no problem with it. I mean, I want to look at it.
Okay.
Was the guy next to get, was the people on both sides, were they in favor of it?
Mm.
No. Both of them were against on both sides of it.
Yeah, both sides of it.
Russell Trout lives next door, and he said he would see the windmill every time he looked out his window.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's adjacent.
Yep, Campbell's adjacent.
Adjacent to it.
Well, like I said, you know, I mean, I would be opposed in that, you know, the point they made about the underground utilities and there aren't any poles.
They're all under it.
Which is right. There are some poles
no
back
pole.
Here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's flag poles and stuff.
Right.
It's the only thing I saw. But either way, it doesn't make a point.
There's a good point, though. What's the difference in a flag flapping in the wind and a windmill? Flags will make more noise.
I was going to say, it may make as much or more.
There's a lot more noise, but anyway.
It's not going to be as tall.
No.
Well, this is tall on top of the building.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I guess, you know, the other thing is, like we just talked about, development just like Cape Windsor, you know, is this the first one?
Yeah.
Maybe the lots aren't as small, but... If you try to answer the question about will it substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property, well, those people who are here in opposition certainly think so, don't they?
Yep.
So, I would probably, with that much opposition, I would probably be in favor of voting no.
Me too. Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I'd say no.
Okay, that's pretty well consensus of the board, then. That would be denied. If there be no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion. Again, chair will entertain a motion.
Motion that we deny 10,392.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we deny case number 10,392. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied.